Good Wednesday evening. This is Rich Morrison. Welcome to Kicking Up Dust. It's my occasional podcast talking about markets and all things related. And we are T-minus, 20 or not even 20, probably 18 hours, 17 hours until USDA releases its August crop report. And the August crop report is utilizing the June 30th acreage numbers, which were already in the balance sheet in July, and it utilizes yields that are based off of surveys at this point. We don't have any field checks at this point. That'll start to occur in September, and certainly here at the end of the month when we see the Pro Farmer Tour and some other tours, we'll start to get our first real look at some field results. But in the meantime, these are all guesses based on surveys of farmers at this point in time. The trade does expect to see a corn yield at 177.6 bushel per acre nationally. That would be down 1.9 bushels from the previous number that was in the balance sheet, or the trend number that's been used in the balance sheet at 179.5. Soybeans, we're expecting a yield around 50.4 bushels, just slightly below the trend number that's been used. So the crop ratings that have been out each Monday should give us at least a hint of what USDA would intend to put out. Not necessarily exact, because again, these are based off of surveys, whereas the weekly crop ratings are, you know, slightly different. So they don't necessarily always jive, but should give us at least an indication that yields probably aren't record highs at this point, and probably will be a little bit below what some of the trend expectations have been. So we'll get those numbers at 11 a.m. on Thursday, and we'll report those. For those of you that receive my opening bell phone call daily, I'll be making that shortly after the report comes out Thursday morning at 11 a.m. So we'll give you the results. Here tonight and today, today the markets responded favorably. Palm oil made was up 7% overnight in Asia last night, made a new all-time high. And that has propelled some good buying in the soybean market. You couple that with the fact that we had our fifth straight day of sales announced of soybeans, pretty much gives us an indication that Brazil probably is getting sold out of beans right now. And so demand is starting to come to the U.S. And with palm oil making record high prices, you're seeing some people look at other oil seeds, and soybeans certainly fit that mode. So you're seeing some good bargain buying in the bean market. Now tonight, markets are backing off a little bit, giving back some of the day's gains. Again, we do have the report tomorrow morning, so I would imagine tonight we're just seeing some evening up of some of that trade that we've seen here during the week. Another factor has been the oil market. Oil has been weak lately, crude oil, but it did respond over the last couple of days with some upside, and so that did give the bean market a little boost as well. So a lot of things happening, but right now we're again counting down the hours until tomorrow's report. What to expect besides changes in yields? You know, we do expect to see those yield numbers drop a little bit. I would expect to see corn demand lowered a little bit. I think old crop corn exports probably down a little bit due to the recent drawback in shipments. So I think USDA will reduce old crop export demand a little bit. I also think they'll probably reduce new crop export demand. One of the things corn is pushing up against is wheat and world wheat, not just U.S. wheat, but wheat around the world that China is trying to work into some of its feed rations, trying to find some cheaper feedstocks. And so I would expect that some of that yield drop will be offset by a drop in demand. And at the end of the day, I'm really looking for ending stocks to not change a whole lot, still be just slightly maybe below 1.5 billion bushels at the end of next summer. That's not bearish. I don't think it's necessarily bullish either from where the markets sit today. But once we get the report out of the way, we'll start going and looking at field conditions and start doing yield checks, and all of that's going to happen over the next few weeks. Of course, weather will continue to be a factor. We've got a lot of dry spots in the Corn Belt, especially in the upper Midwest, the Northwest especially. And so will any of those areas get some rains to help maybe stop the bleeding here on some of these crops and maybe bring us home a little bit? That's going to be the other big question as well. So once the report's behind us, we'll be looking forward to some of those other reports that we get privately. Also, next Monday is the beginning of what I would call the 2022 crop insurance year. We start setting base prices for winter wheat for next year. And right now you've got Kansas City wheat trading over $7 in the July contract, Chicago wheat trading over $7.20. in its July contract for next year. So certainly going to be some good opportunities in pricing wheat for crop insurance for next year, better than we've seen in many, many years. The other thing we'll start to set on Monday will be margin protection insurance for corn, soybeans, and spring wheat. We'll also use that 30-day window from August, essentially 16th, out through September the 15th. Those will be the base price periods. When we set those averages, those will be used for those policies. Margin protection, last year wasn't quite as great of a deal because prices had traded down well below $4 on corn. We were down below $10, I believe, on the soybean price. So we saw not as much interest in this product a year ago. But this year, the insurable margins with these prices, the highest they've been since, 2013 at least, we're getting some great opportunities to lock in some really good margins for next year. And that's even with input prices up and having skyrocketed to some big, big levels. But even with those higher input prices on some of these variable expenses, because of the increase in the price, we're going to be looking at what would be record margin numbers for this policy. And this will be the fifth year that we've had this on a national basis. So I'll be talking and writing more about this in the coming weeks. Come to one of our fall update schools with NAU Country. Come to one of my webinars we'll be talking about online next Wednesday, I believe, with our Country Connection series. So a lot of ways to try to get some information out about this policy. If you were going to look at this policy in any one given year, this would be the year to do it because we've got some tremendous margins to lock in. And then the question is, am I willing to lock them in? Do I want to spend the money on the premium? Or do I want to sit and do nothing at all and count it on next February, March, when these prices are set for the other policies, that we're still going to be looking at similar margins? If I'm fearful that these margins could slip away, then maybe I want to really give a hard look at this margin protection insurance. So I'm encouraging producers to do that. Take a look at it, see what you can get for this. Spending some money on a premium. Again, this is the year maybe you want to do it with the opportunities that we've got for this year. So we'll give you more and more information about that as we go forward over the next 30 days. But you can certainly say you've heard about it, and I think it's a good opportunity. And so if I'm going to farm in 2022 and I don't intend to go out and do any forward selling to lock in this price, then what else is there? This is a tool that can be used to lock some of this in. So we'll talk more about that in the days and weeks ahead. But until then, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Thursday, so when we get the report out, we'll see if it has any impact on the markets. I tend to think that beans should be supported. I tend to think that wheat ought to be supported because I do look for U.S. and I didn't talk about this much. I don't expect much change in the bean numbers, bottom line. They really can't get much tighter. Wheat, I tend to think that stocks can tighten up a little bit. I think demand ought to stay fairly strong in wheat. And so I would look for stocks to maybe tighten up a little bit there, maybe be positive. Cotton made new contract highs over the last couple of days. I still think that the cotton bottom line numbers for next year are going to continue to tighten a little bit. So I'm not real bearish the cotton market. I still think we can get up into the mid-90s at least, maybe even trade to a dollar cotton at some point. So I'm willing to sit tight on the cotton for now and probably sit tight on marketing of all the crops at the present time. So I don't really look for anything bearish tomorrow, but we'll see when the numbers come out. So I hope you have a great evening if you're listening to this tonight. Otherwise, Thursday morning, again, we'll get the report. Have a good time, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening to Kicking Up Dust.